I'm talking now with April Ramirez, a senior at Gibbon Fairfax Winthrop High School. Hello.
Hi.
First question is, who are your parents and where are they employed?
My mom is Patty Ramirez, and she works at GuideCraft in Winthrop, Minnesota.
Okay. And have you been going to GFW schools your whole life, or did you transfer in from someplace else?
No, I've been going here my whole life.
Are you a little bit nervous about leaving the students you've been with your whole life?
Yeah, I'm a little bit nervous because I grew up around all of them.
Are you looking forward to what's coming up next? Are you
a
little nervous?
I'm nervous, but I'm also looking forward to like a new start and something new.
Okay, what are your plans for after high school?
I plan on attending Cameron University in Oklahoma.
Okay, to major in what?
In accounting or finance.
Accounting or finance. What did you want to be when you were just a little girl, like first or second grade?
When I was little, I wanted to be a doctor or a nurse.
A doctor or a nurse. How did you go from wanting to be a doctor or a nurse to wanting to go into accounting?
As I went through school, I realized that I love working with numbers, so my view just kind of shifted.
Okay, so you're more comfortable in classes like math or science
than with
English or the arts?
Yeah.
What is it you like about that?
I don't know. They just come naturally to me, like working with numbers and like stuff like that.
What are your hobbies when you're not in school?
I play volleyball, softball, dance, and I'm in band. I help with theater, and I'm a Sunday school teacher, so.
Okay. Yeah. I was wondering, with your interest in math and numbers and such, if you're big into puzzles, like crossword puzzles or things like that.
I mean, sometimes I do some crosswords and stuff, but I would do like Sudoku more than crosswords.
Okay, that one, the Sudoku, I look at people doing that and I can't even begin. My brain doesn't function that way.
Yeah.
Has there been anyone in your family or at school who's maybe been an influence in sort of nudging you in this direction? Maybe giving you some guidance?
My mom works with marketing and stuff and inventory, but she has just kind of been an influence by pushing me to do whatever I want to do or find an interest in.
What sort of school activities are you involved in, extracurriculars?
I'm in sports like volleyball, dance, softball. I'm in the jazz band, help with theater, and...
You like team activities?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
What happens if you're involved in a team, you're all working for a common goal, but everybody isn't working the same way? You might have some conflict in there. How do you resolve that?
How to resolve it? You would, like how I go about it, just try to, like, talk through, like, figure out what other people are thinking, how where they're coming from, just try and understand everyone.
Okay, let's say it's 10 years from now. You're at your high school reunion, and you're seeing people you haven't seen in 10 years, and all of a sudden memories start flooding back. What do you think are going to be some of the strongest memories of your high school years?
I think one of the strongest memories would be last year the music department took a trip to Florida, and those memories and fun times down there, they will last with me forever.
Like what specifically? Was the trip down there more fun than actually being there?
No, it was actually experiencing there. Like, we went to parks, and one thing I always remember is waiting 2+ hours in a line for a ride at Disney.
Oh, which ride was it?
It was Pandora's Flight. It was one of the new ones that they got, and the lines were already long, but we didn't realize that it broke down while we were in the middle of the line. So we were just there for 2-3 hours just waiting.
Okay, just finding things to talk about?
Yeah.
So you've been at the smaller school your whole life. Eventually, when you have a career, could you see wanting to move to a bigger city, or would you be more comfortable in a smaller town, do you think?
I feel like I would be more comfortable in a smaller town like I grew up, where you know a lot of the people.
If you were talking with, say, a senior from one of the high schools in the Twin Cities that has 500 students in their graduating class, how would you try to explain life at a smaller rural school to them?
I would explain it to where you know everyone in your graduating class. You know more than just the name because you've grown up with them and you have a connection with almost all of them.
And you think that's a good thing?
Yeah, I like that part about it.
And I've been talking with April Ramirez, a senior at GFW High School. Thank you.
Yep.